Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
You are listening to a Stay Healthy podcast from Vectis Radio. My name is Kitty, and today I will be chatting about emotional strength. Strength is something we all have, in varying amounts, and there are, if you think about it, many different types of strength. Today, I would like to chat about emotional strength. Emotional strength is something which has both hard and soft elements. Yes, there is a need sometimes to be assertive, focused, and also driven in terms of strength. But have you ever considered the need to be soft as well? Soft strength is about honesty, compassion, connection with and encouragement to others. Both elements, hard and soft strength, work together to help you to develop your personal brand of strength. So that's sort of, in a way, cultivating your own beliefs and your values, shaping how you deal with whatever life throws at you. I read something a while ago which inspired me. The brilliant author Lucy Edge said, "I know with failure comes self-knowledge and the opportunity to show up again with greater resilience, focus and strength." I really like that quote. What do you think of it? Strength is unique to each person. We're all different human beings, after all, aren't we? The things that are most important to you and make you tick, as it were, you can consider as your personal strengths. Indeed, even trying to think about what your strengths are is a difficult concept which requires an awful lot of thought. You may think that you know your strengths, but do you really? There are many different exercises you can try to discover what your true emotional strengths are. Now, I wouldn't recommend a specific way of doing this today, as I think it's best to find the approach yourself. Everybody is different and one size does not fit all. Moving on, asking for help can be a difficult thing, can't it? You don't have to do everything alone. Help is there if you need and want it. Others can help, but generally you might need to ask. Just think, even chatting with someone can help you look at things from a different perspective, and perhaps help you to start solving or looking into your issue more deeply. What I've discovered is that strength needs regular testing in order for it to grow. I know that that might sound a little odd, and it may not be your experience, but it's certainly mine. Every day is different too, isn't it? We can be emotionally strong one day and cope with whatever occurs, dealing with some heavy stuff perhaps. Then the next day, something very minor tips your balance way too far. One thing that I found is really helpful is this, the 5 more rule. It's a great thing to do. It's a little easy thing you can do when you need strength to just keep going. Whenever you feel like giving up, just do 5 more. By that I mean 5 more of whatever you're doing. For example, 5 more pages or 5 more minutes. If it all gets a bit much, you may find the following thing helpful too. To ground yourself, the practice is this. 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. Think of the things you're grateful for and the things that make you smile. Be courageous, be brave, show your strength of character once you've identified it. So emotional strength is about dealing with the presenting challenges you face on a day-to-day basis, believing in yourself and your abilities, whilst acknowledging your limitations at the time and dealing with them in a sensitive, appropriate and emotionally strong manner if you can. Emotional strength doesn't mean that you don't feel negative emotions. It purely means that you're in charge of your emotions. Have the courage to be yourself and be kind to yourself. Be proud of yourself every single day. You made it to another day. That's it for now. Listen out for the next Stay Healthy podcast here on Vectis Radio.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.